This is VOA News. Your remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now acknowledging that COVID-19 can spread through small particles in the air over an extended distance and for hours at a time. The CDC has long insisted that the coronavirus is transmitted mainly between people standing within 2 meters of each other, though droplets produced by talking, breathing, coughing, or sneezing. But the agency updated its guidelines on its website Monday, citing evidence from previous research that the virus can linger in the air through small droplets known as aerosols in, quote, limited uncommon circumstances where someone with COVID-19 infected others more than 2 centimeters away or shortly after the infected person left an area. The updated guidelines say the transmission in such instances occurred in poorly ventilated and enclosed spaces that often involved activities that caused heavier breathing, like singing or exercise, which may contribute to the buildup of virus-carrying particles. The CDC posted a similar guidance last month suggesting the virus could spread through aerosols over an extended distance, but the agency abruptly removed the guidance a few days later, saying it was mistakenly posted before it had gone through a proper technical review. Top U.S. military leaders, including Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, are self-quarantining after contact with a top U.S. Coast Guard official, Vice Commandant Charles Ray, who's tested positive for coronavirus. Pentagon officials confirmed to VOA that all the service chiefs who attended meetings with Ray at the Pentagon last week tested negative for the virus early Tuesday. Officials say it's unclear where Vice Commandant Charles Ray was exposed to the coronavirus. From Washington, this is VOA News.